A lot of soldiers died to give us freedom, but Jesus paid an even bigger price for our spiritual freedom.
He certainly did, and we remember that sacrifice every time we take communion. Hi, I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you stopped by. Today is Memorial Day. It's a time for Americans to remember the sacrifice that brave military men and women made by giving their lives to keep us free. When you celebrate communion or the Lord's Supper at your church, it's kind of the same. We eat a piece of bread and drink juice to remember the death of Jesus. Without it, we wouldn't be free spiritually. 1 Corinthians 11:26 says, "As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." Well, let's check in with our story today. It's called Price of Freedom. On Memorial Day, Tyler glanced around the cemetery. "Look at all the flags waving in the breeze," he said, handing Dad the pots of flowers they had brought. "Dad, why do only some of the graves have flags flying beside them?" Nicole asked. She pointed to a special section of the cemetery. "All those over there have them." "Those are graves of men and women who served in our country's armed forces. Many of them gave their lives to protect our freedom," Dad explained. "Some towns have special services and parades to honor them." "They paid a big price to keep us free, didn't they?" Tyler asked thoughtfully. "Yes, they certainly did," said Dad, placing the flowers on his parents' graves. As they turned to leave, he added, "Someone else paid an even greater price for our freedom." "A greater price than dying?" asked Nicole. "Who did that?" "I know who it was. Jesus," said Tyler. "Right, Dad?" Dad nodded. "When Jesus died on the cross for us, he bore not only the pain of physical death, but also the punishment for our sin. That's a price that really is beyond our understanding. Jesus did that because he loves us. If we trust in him, we don't have to suffer the punishment we deserve." "But there's no grave to decorate for him," observed Nicole. "That's because he rose again," Tyler said. "He's alive in heaven." "Yes, he is," Dad replied with a smile. "When the price for sin was fully paid, Jesus rose from the dead, so there's no grave to decorate for him. There is a special way we remember his sacrifice, though." "There is?" asked Tyler. "What is it?" "The communion service at church," said Dad. "It's a way of remembering Christ's sacrifice on the cross, and it also shows that we're looking forward to his return. When he comes back, he'll rid the world of sin and death, and those who know him will live with him forever." "There won't be any graves to decorate then," said Nicole. "No, there won't," said Dad. "Because Jesus will raise Christians who have died back to life. Until then, we need to remember the great sacrifice he made for us." So how about you? Does your church hold communion services? When you have such a service, take a moment to thank Jesus for the sacrifice he made so you could be saved and not have to suffer the punishment for your sin. Thank him for loving you so much. And remember that he's alive and will someday come back. And all those who trust in him will live with him forever. Our key verse is 1 Corinthians 11:26.
"As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes."
And our key thought today, remember Christ's sacrifice. If you ever have a question about what the Bible says, I really want to help answer that question. And it could be featured in an issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional. You can send me your questions when you go to keysforkids.org/heyzach. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.